Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The big swing that we couldn't tip a bet.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. If you miss Kirk Cousins at 11, we'll re-air it at 1, 25 minutes out. Make sure you're listening. Jay Gruden has done a really good job this season. And I feel better about Jay Gruden than I did before the year started. Those are my takes, and I want to know if you agree or you disagree with me at 800-636-1067. Evidence for my claims, hardest schedule in football, mass injuries. You lost your offensive coordinator, Sean McVay, who was a genius to the Rams. He's a head coach, and they're now one of the best teams in football. You have a first-year defensive coordinator, as Albert Breer pointed out, who agreed with me on Twitter a few minutes ago. You've lost two 1,000-yard receivers. You've replaced them with guys who have not done a good job helping to replace Garcon and Jackson, including a flop free agent addition in Terrell Pryor. You don't really have a running game to speak of, and you haven't invested in that position. Maybe that's your fault. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't know who wants what and why they don't draft and develop at running back, but they haven't. You've had mass injuries. And you're 4-5, and with the softest part of your schedule still coming, there's a real good chance you can get to 8-8 or 9-7. But I would say the best case scenario is you're 9-7. It's more likely you're 8-8 despite all of that. I think Jay Gruden's done one of his better coaching jobs. And yet, I'm on my way in this morning, and I'm listening to the junks, and I hear JP saying it might be time to think about moving on from him this offseason, and it shocked me.
Yeah, so two conversations need to be had. Conversation number one, if you just want to Google a coach's record and make your decisions that way, enjoy whatever outcome you get. I mean, good luck. I like to go more in depth, personally. So,
Sean Payton should have been out in New Orleans before this year.
So I would say that I think Jay's fine. I think Jay's done a fine job. I think there's some really good things, like this year going to Seattle and winning the game the way they did deserves a ton of credit for that. And there's also been moments where you go, hey, end of half management, this is a disaster, whatever. The point is, he's fine. This is, if you go, Jay Gruden's the problem, I got a lot of other things for you. But if you ask me, is the team in a good place? My answer is no. And here's why. At a certain point, rebuilds actually build into something. At a certain point, these 3 years where you're supposed to see improvement, you're basically looking at the exact same situation where if a field goal hits the upright, they're 8-8. If it doesn't, they're 9-7, and they're in the playoffs, and people act like it's a dramatic difference. At a certain point, you're supposed to build towards something. Like, if you want to be where the Nationals are, you go from winning 81 games, you start winning high 80s, then you win in the 90s. Then you can get to the point where it's okay to fire a manager that doesn't get you over a certain hump. We're not at the fire Jay Gruden conversation yet. They don't have enough. They still don't have enough. They can't draft good enough to sustain themselves. They can't get free agency right to the point that it's nothing but home runs and great values, etc. They're part of this giant just okay bucket, and at a certain point, you have to climb out of that. I understand everything you've said about this year, and you're dead right. I've beat the same drum. The schedule has been arduous. It's the toughest in the sport. Some point, though, you need to be seen as the tough schedule. At a certain point, you need teams to go, damn it, it's the Redskins. That hasn't happened, and I understand why it hasn't happened. I can point to all the incidents, whether it's Fire McLuhan or this injury, that injury, whatever. At a certain point, a corner must be turned. It hasn't been turned in 26 years for the Redskins.
I think there's a real conversation where right now, looking at how this team plays every single week, the game they just played in Seattle, maybe this would have been the year, and I didn't see it coming or projected, but maybe this could have been a 10-win Redskins team had they have been healthy. Because if they get to 8-8, with everything that happened, maybe you could see that was the 10-win team. Maybe they are pretty close to being that group. They're still not close enough on defense. They need another really good draft and a good free agency haul. They need to do something on their D-line that isn't Terrell McLean and Stacy McGee just once.
Right.
And they need to figure that out. But, yeah, it's nice to turn it around, and everyone will point to the Rams, I'm sure. First of all, the Rams, especially defensively, have way more talent than the Redskins had when Jay Gruden took over and probably to this minute have right now. They're probably a more talented team to this second than Washington is. But also, let's wait for some sustainability.
Yeah,
Raheem Morris takes over Tampa Bay. They were great. Next thing you know, they're terrible. having a season. Jay Gruden got to 9-7 in the playoffs in his second year here when they were 3-13 2 years before that. The hard thing is being good with that good schedule.
So if I'm Tampa, I'm canning Dirk Cutter because that was a group that we were building towards something we thought we could compete. And everybody's
regressed.
Ben McAdoo
is an example.
That's one. Get hit. He should be gone right now. He should report to his office
also,
and his key card shouldn't work.
Quit. They don't play hard.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. So you look at Jay Gruden's overall record. He inherited, please never, ever forget, that 3-13 Shanahan on the way out the door, that's one of the worst seasons in Redskins history. I don't just mean a record. They've been 3-13 before. The ending and the leftover hangover of this Griffin Paul and the civil war kind of that ensued within the organization about who was which guy and the Colt McCoy and the Jay Gruden's first year was a disaster, but he inherited an even worse disaster. Cleaning up from that and starting anew, which is basically what that year was. It was a year of cleansing. From 2015 on, the operation is better.
Yeah.
How much better? It remains to be seen.
There's a lot of bad coaches in the NFL that
absolutely.
I wouldn't want running my team. A lot of John Foxes, as I like to say. Jay Gruden's not one of them. I'm going to be honest with you. Jay Gruden's more Sean McVay than he is John Fox. That's a dude that can design offense and put points on the board and that players like and that he can relate to everyone in the locker room. Dan in Fairfax, what's up?
Every Monday, that's what's up.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Robert.
I thought the Skins fought hard despite being down, and 30 points. You think you look at that and you say, "Well, that's a win." But I think Gruden should stay. I like Gruden as a coach, but I'm not giving up, guys. I still think we can win 5 more games. And I saw on a post-game show with Santana Moss and JP of the Sports Junkies that 67% of the fans think they are cooked. And that pisses me off. What kind of fans are these people? I would love to go to games, but I'm afraid I'll sit next to that guy that says, "That's what them Cowboys do. They just win."
That guy's the worst. I hate
that's
that
tough.
Guy.
By the way, if you were at FedEx yesterday, God bless you. There were so many Vikings fans.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet you it was 50-50 at the start of the game. There were so many Vikings fans. And we don't spend a lot of time talking about that on this show because, frankly, I don't know how to fix it. I'm not really sure what can be done. It is what it is until they build a new stadium. But all I can say is hats off to the Redskins fans who had Vikings fans sitting all around them yesterday.
Look at these pictures. There's so much purple.
It's annoying. Bernard, Beltsville, you're up.
B, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, Danny, man? Hey, real quick, man, it's not the stadium's fault. They just don't show up. But I agree with you. I agree with you, Grant. It's crazy because we as a fan base, I remember a long time ago when we just wanted a team to compete. And now that we have a team that's competing, now it's like, well, nah, I need the team that's going to be going to the Super Bowl every year. It's like, come on now. It's like, you really got to think about it. And then if you look at it, just like you guys said, he took over that team that had the whole Robert situation going. We stabilized the quarterback position. We got a team that right now we have some – like we look like we're trying to build a foundation to be something. And I remember back in the day when we were the Jetskins, we were having fun. We wanted shiny things, and we got shiny things, and we were excited. That was fun. That was enjoyable. We had a great time doing it, but we sucked. And everybody said, well, the team needs to just be born. Now that we're born, we want the shiny things back. We're like Reese Bobby and Talladega Nights. It's like when things go well, we just got to mess it up. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. But that's what I think. Jay's a good dude. I like Jay. I think that if we keep Jay around, we might be something, maybe so. And if not, we took a shot at something, man. We got to try something sometime.
Thank you, Bernard.
A lot of national NFL writers are interact with me now on Twitter. And my tweet was, correct assessment that's going to irritate lots of people. And I should have said not people, but Redskins fans. The Redskins look to be headed for a record around 500 despite the hardest schedule in the NFL and mass injuries. Jay Gruden has done a good job. The perception around the league is that he's a pretty good coach. The perception in Washington is that he's not. And maybe Redskins fans are smarter this time, and maybe they know better than the national media. But remember that a lot of you thought Sean McVay wasn't any good as an offensive play caller. And a lot of you called up, and we spent hours upon hours talking about Sean McVay not being a good offensive coordinator, even though their offense ranked so well last year because he was so bad in the red zone. And somehow, as an idiot, he's got the Rams 7-2 and is the coach of the year in the NFL right now. But maybe you guys are right this time. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.